For my garden, I've got some cucumbers and green beans and peppers and ooh, yummy tomatoes. Oh, I know you love tomatoes. Hamilton loves them. And then we'll just put some water on them. I can get them started and just see what God does.
Hello.
Hi, Poppy. How are you?
Yum. I love tomatoes.
Do you? Oh, so does Hamilton. Well, we're starting our garden here. So we've got all kinds of stuff, green beans, and I was telling the kids, tomatoes, and all kinds of yummy stuff. So we're going to get it started. I put some water on it, and we're going to see what kind of handiwork God can do and grow this. What do you think?
I know. We should worship God.
That is an amazing idea. You guys want to worship? Let's go.
There's nobody else in the world like you. Everywhere I look, I can see. God, you make everything so wonderfully. Everything is especially me.
Just a warmy squirmy.
Ooh. Why don't we get some people to help us out?
Arr, I like that idea. Who's got those wiggle wiggles?
I got the wiggle wiggles.
Oh, who's got those wiggle wiggles?
I got the wiggle wiggles.
If you got the wiggle wiggles, come on, get your wiggles out.
Wiggles, get your wiggles out. Hey. Everybody shake and shout. That's wiggle. Get your wiggles out. We're dancing all the
hang on.
of a no.
Wiggles, get your wiggles out. Hey! Everybody shake and shout. Let's wiggle, get your wiggles out. We're dancing all around now. Come on, wiggle.
Wiggling. That made me tired, me too. I think we should all sit down together.
Ooh, yeah.
How about it? Let's do it.
One, two, three, sit down!
So guys, this week we have a brand new memory verse, and it is from Psalm 25:4. Show me your ways, Lord. Teach me your paths. Now, have you ever played Follow the Leader? Yes? Poppy has. I love Follow the Leader. Do you like to be the leader or the follower?
Leader.
Leader. Our leader is God. And what he's telling us in our Bible verse is, as long as we just follow him, he will lead us down the right paths. Let's all say it together. Doesn't that sound like a good idea? Okay, here we go. Show me your ways, Lord. Teach me your paths. Psalm 25:4. Good job, you guys. Wasn't that a great verse? Wait, he's gone to sleep. Oh, now we gotta wake him up.
Rise and shine, I can wake him. Rise and shine, I can wake him up. Rise and shine, I can wake him. Rise and shine, won't you help me too?
I have a great idea. So, they need to help us, but I think that we're going to have to add something to it. How about if we sing, but we clap first time? Does that sound good?
Yep.
Are you guys ready? Okay, get ready to clap. Here we go.
Where is Hamilton? Where is Hamilton? Over here, over there. Let's wake him up now. Let's wake him up now. Clap your hands. Clap your hands. Oh, no.
Man, I thought that was gonna work, didn't you guys? Okay, so, I got it. We can stomp our feet. Sound good to you guys? All right, let's give it a try.
Where is Hamilton? Where is Hamilton? Over here, over there. Let's wake him up now. Let's wake him up now. Stomp your feet. Stomp your feet. Oh, no.
I can't believe that didn't work. Normally, the stomping of the feet would wake anybody up. Okay, let's combine them. Let's clap our hands and stomp our feet. Can you guys do that? All right, let's give it a try. Ready?
Where is Hamilton? Where is Hamilton? Over here, over there. Let's wake him up now. Let's wake him up now. Stomp and clap, stomp and clap. He's awake!
Oh, he's awake! Awesome! Hey, buddy! Poppy, look, it finally... She's gone again! Where does she go? Hamilton says ice cream. Sounds good to me. Okay, it's time for you to get busy. So you need to get in this truck and get moving. Skedaddle!
Well, hey, how you doing, Hamilton, little buddy? Did you miss me? Did I take too long to get here? I hope I didn't keep you waiting. But you know what? I'm walking a little slower these days. Yep, I feel like I'm just rushing all around and hurrying. And I decided I'm gonna slow it down and enjoy everything there is around me. You know, like to notice things more of what's happening. Like, you know, how the people are mowing their grass. And, oh, and I stopped and I smelled the flowers. And I picked some just for you, little buddy. Yeah, smell them? Can you smell them? Yeah. It's you! Yeah, well, I'm just going to put them right there and you can enjoy them for the rest of the day. Well, I'll tell you what. When I was down there, I was rushing around all the time and I never took the time to stop and play with the little doggies down there. Yeah, I didn't get to play with them because I was rush, rush, rush. But today, you know, I slowed it down and I got to pet the little doggies. I played with them for a little bit, picked the flowers, talked to little Jimmy Johnson riding past on his bicycle. Yeah, usually I don't, you know, he's so fast on that bike. So I wanted to come and just slow it down. So now I've got your Ponder Point postcard in the mail here for you. So let me go ahead and just kind of find that for you in here in my bag. Because, you know, oh my goodness, what's all this stuff here in my bag? What is that? A can? What's that can doing? Oh my goodness, a boot. So that's where it is. Oh, it's in my mail bag. What else have I got in here? Oh my goodness. Oh, some little toy. I don't know what that is. What else can be in here? I'm looking for that Ponder Point. Oh, that's not your Ponder Point postcard. My goodness. Where's that, Maisie? What's that? Oh, little maracha. Is that what you call it? I don't know. Whatchamacallit. There we go. What's this? Oh, some Play-Doh. What's the Play-Doh doing in my bag? Oh, where's that? Oh, I found your postcard. Okay. Oh, what's it say this time? God prepares the way for Jesus. All right, that's a good little Ponder Point. I'm just going to put it here among your pretty flowers. Okay, gotta go. Bye. Achoo!
Well, oh, hi. Hi. I'm Artie the Artist, and this is my art studio. And I've got all kinds of brushes and paints. I got paints, I got brushes, I got all kinds of things that I can paint with because I paint pictures of a what's-it. And you may think, what's a what's-it? Well, a what's-it is something that we can see that helps us understand part of the big God story. And we're gonna hear about the big God story yet today. So, but I've got to paint the picture. And usually when you come, I'm painting already. Then I give you hints. I kind of play a game with you, see if you can guess what the what's it is. But I don't even know what the what's it is. So I really can't start painting until I know what the what's it is supposed to be, you know? So, well, hey. This is Hamilton. Hamilton's my friend. He likes to paint too. And Hamilton, I can't help but notice an envelope. You normally don't have an envelope. You want to see what's inside? Let's open it up. It could be a big secret of some sort. And it's a message. It's a message about the what's it. Ho ho. You want to know what it says? It's a riddle. We got to figure this out. All right, listen. If God has a message, I'll bring it to you. It's always important and it's always new. Some people like me, others won't. Sometimes you'll see me and sometimes you don't. That's a funny, what's it? What a strange message. Do you see anything like that around here anywhere? Huh? Maybe the what's it is in my closet and I forgot. Yep. These things happen. All right, I'm gonna go to my closet and I'm gonna check on it. So I'll be right back. I'm okay. All right. While I was gone, did you see anything strange? Any where? What? I don't see anything. I'm gonna check over here. Okay, I'll be back. I'm okay. Don't worry about me. Nothing's broken. There's nothing there either. Did you see something? You did. What did you see? Angels? Well, that would be a weird, what's it? Let me see. Let's check the riddle. If God has a message, I'll bring it to you. Well, angels bring messages. That's true. It's always important and it's always new. Well, if God says it, it's going to be important. There's no doubt about that. And some people like me, others won't. Sometimes in the Bible, when people saw an angel, they were scared silly. Oh, they'd fall down and shake and, oh, they were just so scared. And the last line says, sometimes you see me and sometimes you don't. And sometimes angels are completely invisible. So I'm pretty sure the what's it is an angel. So I'm going to paint an angel here, okay? But my goodness, we're running out of time. So I'm going to paint really fast. And you can go ahead and go listen to the teacher and hear all about the big God story and this what's it that I'm painting, okay? I'll see you later. Bye.
Oh, hey, buddy, you're back. Did you have a good time? You did. Oh, and he also brought our ponder point. God prepares the way for Jesus. That's awesome. What did you and Artie draw? An angel. God prepares the way for Jesus and an angel. I'm excited about the story, are you? Okay, then. We need to prepare our hearts, okay? Let's bow our heads, fold our hands, and let's pray. Dear God, thank you so much for Discovery Land. Thank you that we get to be here today and hear another amazing big God story. Help us to sit nice and still and prepare our hearts to hear what you want us to learn. Amen. Okay, guys, put on those pay attention eyes. Click on those listening ears. And we need to quiet these. So 1, 2, 3, zip, lock, and button. Are you ready? Hamilton is. Here we go.
It's time for the Big God Story. Yay!
How many of you guys had parents prepare you for church this morning? Like, what are the many things that you do? We brush our teeth. We comb our hair. There's certain shoes probably that we wear to church, not the ones that we play out in the dirt in. Well, you know what? God did the same thing. He prepared his people to meet his son. Just like your parents prepared you to get ready for church this morning, God was preparing his people to meet his son. The word prepare means to get ready. Many years before Jesus was born, God had been preparing the way for his son. He performed miracles and sent prophets and angels with messages for the people. One day, a priest named Zechariah went to the temple where God's people went to worship him. He was a good man who loved God very much. This was a very special day for Zechariah. Zechariah was chosen to bring incense into a very special place in the temple of God. While the incense burned, he prayed to the Lord God for the people of Israel. While Zechariah was in the temple, an angel suddenly appeared to him. Zechariah was amazed and afraid. Let's see your afraid faces. Wow, those faces look afraid. But the angel told Zechariah to not be afraid because his prayer had been heard. The angel brought him good news from God. Let's see your excited faces. The angel told Zechariah that he and his wife Elizabeth were going to have a son, and his name would be John. The angel also told Zechariah about the special job God had for John. When John grew up, he was going to tell the people about God's love and forgiveness. John would help prepare the people to meet God's Son. Who is God's Son? Jesus, that's right. When Zechariah left the temple, the other priests and worshipers were waiting outside. They knew Zechariah saw something very important while he was in the temple. Everything happened just as the angel said. God gave Zechariah and his wife a baby boy. Everyone was full of joy. People wondered how God would use John when he grew up. Zechariah praised God and told the people that God was preparing his people to meet his son. Who is God's son? Jesus, that's right. And John was going to help prepare the way for him. Wow! God got people ready to listen to Jesus' words. He also got them ready to know Jesus. God wants us to be ready too. I wonder, why do you think God wants us to be ready? Yes, so we will listen carefully to his words. He also wants us to help other people get ready for Jesus. God has put us in charge of telling other people about him. He has given us so much. God has given us his love. He has given us the way to be with him forever, and that's Jesus. Because God has given us so much, we can share all these things with the people around us. God prepares the way for Jesus. So God has put us in charge to help get people ready to meet Jesus. How exciting is that? So why don't we do this? Why don't we prepare and respond and worship?
Are you ready?
Ready, set, go, go, go. Ready, set, go, go, go. Nothing's ever gonna stop us, oh no. Ready, set, go, go, go. Ready, set, go, go, go. Jesus lives and we want people to know. Hey kids, are you ready? It's time for us to hear. Tell the world his story. Let's all grab a buddy. It's time to spread the word to friends and neighbors. Who's still some who haven't heard? Ready, set, go, go.
Time for our blessing. Let's put your hands up. Children, may you be ready to receive Jesus and to know him more and more.